Mary Gaucher joins us now in Studio B. Welcome.
Hi, good to be here.
Hey, we are so happy to have you. Your first visit here?
I believe it is.
Okay. Mary is going to be with Guy Clark at the Orange Peel in Asheville tomorrow evening. And Mary, I noticed that you and Guy kind of got a thing going on the road. You've been traveling around him for a good while.
Yeah. And truth be told, I'm madly in love with Guy Clark.
All right. Well, I hope he's listening.
I think he's just fantastic. I've been with him about 2 years now, and he branches off and does other things, and so do I. But when he does his solo shows, I always hold my hand up and jump up and down and say, choose me, I want to open for you.
What is it about his audience that you think is so receptive to you as well?
Guy's got the genius master songwriting qualifications down. He's definitely at a stage of his career where it's widely understood that he is the master. And the respect that I guess we all work for, he's got. And people come in, sit down, and listen. And it's ideal for a singer-songwriter without a band to have that. And that's hard to find. You really got to earn that. And so I just go borrow Guy's audience's attention, and hopefully I don't bore him to tears. Hopefully I'm doing my job. It's an honor to travel with him. It really is.
That's wonderful. And I can see why you're saying that you really need a lot of attention to your tunes, because the words, I mean, are where it's at. So many, we were just talking a few minutes ago, so many of them are autobiographical, or if they're not that, they're just very in-depth sketches of a time or a place or a person.
Yeah, you know, some folks are just gorgeous and they don't have to do much besides that to be a success in the music business. You know, other people have heavenly voices, and other people are fine musicians, and all of these are legitimate ways to make it in the music business. I'm not any of that. So ultimately, I have to rely on the songs, and that's really all I've got to offer, ultimately, is the songs. So I work real hard on them.
Well, speaking of the songs, your latest album, Filth and Fire, which came out last summer, I was thinking about the title of it and the fire, and then I started looking at the lyrics yesterday, and I thought, gosh, fire is all over this thing. The very first tune was Walk Through the Fire, and then the second tune, From a Long Way to Fall, it's like flames on my face, and then there's fire in the fields on sugarcane. Is that a theme that you even realized you had going on at the time?
Nope. You know, I never know when I make a record what it's going to be, what the order of the songs is going to be, or what it is that I've captured in the songs. And in retrospect, I'm able to identify what it is I just did, and then I come up with the title. Mm-hmm. And I guess the songs are sort of... A lot of the characters are struggling, so it's a redemption thing. And I guess Filth and Fire is my own little twisted way of pointing at that. And it rolled off the mouth pretty good. So I said, what the heck, Filth and Fire.
Well, it works great as an overarching theme for the entire collection. Filth and Fire is the new album, and Mary Gaucher is going to be at the Orange Peel in Asheville tomorrow. And I'm wondering what you have. Our engineer's actually on the phone. That's pretty unprofessional, isn't it?
I'm so sorry.
But Mary is going to be with Guy at the Orange Peel in Asheville tomorrow, and I think that's your only gig in this area, this immediate area?
Yeah, we played Charlotte last night and Orange Peel tomorrow, and then I'm heading up to the East Coast, and I think Guy's taking off to do some shows with Lyle Lovett.
All right, cool. Dennis, are you ready for us now?
Okay,
Mary, what would you like to do first?
Why don't I do a song I wrote with a friend of mine, Katie Curtis, called Burning the Sugar Cane, one of them previously mentioned fire songs. This is a story song about the way they harvest sugarcane in South Louisiana, where I was born and raised. And it just tells the way it is. It's a thing that happens every year around Christmas time when the sugarcane's ready to be harvested. They set it on fire and burn the leaves off and then cut it down. And here's what happens. Land.
Mary Gaucher live on WNCW this afternoon, doing one from her latest album, Filth and Fire. One that you heard first of all here a couple years back when Katie Curtis, who co-wrote this with Mary, did it on her album, My Shirt Looks Good on You. And it's also on Mary's album, Filth and Fire. And when I heard you sing that song and you refer to your hometown of Thibodaux, is that the right way to say it? That makes me think about how you came up into this world. And you have such a fascinating life story. I mean, you're like stealing the family car really early.
I guess they'd call that a checkered past.
Several games of checkers.
Lots of checkers. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Oh, geez. You know, I guess I've been around the block a few times more than a lot of people. I don't know what that is. I was just born to question everything. And it's very... It's very good for me that I went through that as a writer, and it's also important that I don't go through that again.
Yeah,
I don't think I could live through another adolescence and early 20s. I mean, it was troubled.
Well, it seems like though your art is still drawing from that in many ways.
Oh yeah. Don't you think that's how it is for everybody though? I mean, I think we spend our entire adulthood trying to deal with the ramifications of our childhood.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the artists write about that, I guess.
Do you ever go back to Thibodaux? Is that something?
Yeah, sure. My mama lives there, and I go down for her birthday and for holidays and stuff. I find it to be a lot easier to go there now. You know? I hated high school there. It was just awful.
Well, you left supposedly to, quote, find your people. Who were you looking for?
I have no idea.
Did you ever find them?
I realized that if I was going to get along with people, it might be a good idea to quit picking fights.
Good lesson.
Yeah, who knew?
Well, you know, as we're talking about this, and we discussed this tune before we came on, from your first album, or actually your second album, you have a great autobiographical tune that kind of sums up everything that happened in those early days. How about that one?
You got it. This one is called Drag Queens and Limousines. And this is one of those songs that Guy Clark would say, you just can't make stuff like that up. Hated high school. I prayed it would end. The jocks and their girls, it was their world. I didn't fit in. Mama said, baby, that's the best school money can buy. Strong and hold your head up. Please, Mary, try. Well, I stole Mama's car on a Sunday. I left home for good. I moved in with my friends in the city. Marines, actors and barflies.
that philosophize. These are my friends.
Mary Gaucher live on WNCW doing the title track to Drag Queens and Limousines. When did this one come out, Mary?
Oh, geez, you know, I don't know. Was it 2000?
99 maybe?
99? Yeah. 2000, something like that.
Mary is going to be at the Orange Peel in Asheville tomorrow evening with Guy Clark, and she also has an album, Filth and Fire, that came out just about midway through this past year. And, you know, your songs are so personal. Okay, we already talked about that. It seems like, maybe this is just me talking here, that when you get on stage, it's like, oh my God, this is like, are you accepting me personally or not? I mean, you really feel like you're putting yourself out there, maybe more so than you would if you were just singing, you know, she loves me, yeah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I'm any more personal than the other songwriters that I truly love. John Prine told me once he never wrote a song that wasn't true.
All right.
He doesn't make stuff up either. I think for us type, poet, songwriter, singer types, the most personal things that we reveal are what the audience is looking for, because that is the most universal thing.
Right.
The most universal thing inside of me is the most personal thing. It's kind of a paradox. And people are a little reluctant to reveal that about themselves, so they look for the artist to do that. And that's what gives us our job. You know, us
that
folks.
That makes perfect sense, yeah.
Us folks who aren't out there, doing the pop songs and, you know, yeah. and selling sex appeal and vocal virtuosity. I think that that's our niche, and that's why we get to do this for a living instead of having to have a real job. So we got to give it up, you know. It gets real boring when a singer-songwriter does stuff that's not personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and by personal, I don't mean I'm out to read you my diary.
Right.
But
right.
I'm here to reveal my struggles and my perceptions and my version of reality, you know.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I mean, that just like opened a whole different door in my mind. That's the way I think about it. Cool. Well, now, talking about a real job, for when you were first kind of getting your act together, you ended up owning a killer restaurant.
Yeah.
How did you get into that?
Yeah, I had a Cajun restaurant in Boston for 10 years. Well, I moved up to Boston with my Louisiana background, and it was inevitable I had to do something in Louisiana. And restaurants is all I ever really did. I worked my way through college in restaurants and bars, and so I found a bunch of people who were crazy enough to put their money where their mouth was and back my idea, and we opened up a Cajun joint, and it worked.
Actually, yeah. It's a pretty well-known Dixie Kitchen. Is it still go by that
yeah,
name?
No, I sold it, and I think it lasted about 3 years after I sold it, and the restaurant, you know, I guess like the songs, was so much about me wrapping myself around it.
Mm-hmm.
I lived there, you know. I personally was talking to everybody that came and ate, and I was responsible for a lot of the cooking. And so it was really hard for the people to sustain it after I pulled out. I mean, right. If you're going to have a Cajun restaurant, it's a real good idea to have a Cajun in there. But I didn't want to tell them how to do their business.
Oh, true words have never been spoken.
Yeah,
and you know
I think
what?
So.
And Dennis, does it surprise you that she's also been a student of philosophy? You see, you marry the two together there, and that's what you come up with. Mary Gaucher is going to be at the Orange Peel in Asheville tonight, or I should say tomorrow night, with Guy Clark. What do you got lined up next to do for us?
Well, let's see. How about you want to hear Camelot Motel? Is
yeah, let's
right?
do that one. That's yeah, a great one, that one off of the Drag Queens and Limousines.
Well, he's lying on the double bed, acting self-assured. In his t-shirt and his underwear, he's barely said a word. And she pours a cup of coffee, lights the day's first cigarette, picks up the phone and calls her kids from the motel kitchenette. There's two guys moving slowly in the room across the hall. Both their heads are pounding from last night's alcohol.
rugged hair. They both go by pseudonyms, and soon they'll disappear. 'Cause cheaters, liars, outlaws, and fallen angels come looking for the grace from which they fell. So they hold on to each other in the darkness.
Music this afternoon on WNCW from Mary Gaucher. That was a Camelot Motel from Filth and Fire. Did you stay there last night by chance?
No, I was at a really nice hotel last night. Things are looking up, telling you.
How many days a year are you on the road?
Over 200 shows, so wow. I don't know how many days. There's travel days and days off. I don't add them up.
I think that's probably a good thing.
I do know that I cannot even keep a cactus at home.
That
every living thing is just not going to be alive when I get back. And that's tough. That includes relationships. I mean, when I get back home, I have to go reacquaint myself with all my friends. And mm-hmm. It's just, that's the hard part about this job.
Yeah.
But the good parts outweigh it. It's nice now that we have cell phones so I can call people and try to keep the relationships going.
Right.
Because relationships are work when you're there 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're gone all the time, I think maybe it just helps you it helps me anyway to realize just how important my relationships truly are. That they are the only thing that give me stability.
Yeah.
Because this is free-floating out here on the road, you know?
Well, I would assume, since you are on the road so much, that writing's not too hard for you when as you're traveling around.
No, I write in my days off in the hotel rooms. You know, it's not so hard to write on the road for me. I can't write on an airplane or anything, although I've seen people do that. I saw Rodney Crowell writing his autobiography on a puke bag once. And I thought, wow, now this guy, he's more advanced than I am, you know. 1,001 uses for those little bags, you know.
Well, talking about writing, are you still kind of on schedule to get a new record in the works here in the fall?
Yeah, I'm scheduled to record a new one in October with the same producer as the last one, Gerf Morlix.
Right, which, wow, what a great touch he brings. He really does.
He is just amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. He's just incredible. He spent a long time on the road with Lucinda Williams as her band leader and lead guitar player. And he got off the road when they were making the Car Wheels record, and now he's just making records himself out of his house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just go there, and, you know, I was telling our friend earlier that it's about 30 days from soup to nuts at his house. We just get in there with the songs, and 30 days later, we got a record. Mixed, mastered, ready to go.
Wow. And he has time, too, to put out. I mean, he's put out some pretty good releases, you know, of his own as well.
Yeah, when he's not recording other people, he's writing songs and recording them himself. I think he's got 3 of them out now.
Wow. Mary Gaucher this afternoon, and I'd love to get one more tune before we send you on your way.
All right. Well, this will be the goodbye song.
Okay.
This one's called Goodbye. Could have been my family name. Born a bastard child in New Orleans to a woman I have never seen. I don't know if she ever held me. I passed through like thunder. I passed through like rain. Passed out from under. Goodbye could have been my family name. And every time I settle down, get a restless feeling I can't control. I hit the wall, then I hit the highway. I got the curse of the gypsy on my soul. So I move through like thunder. I move through like rain. Gulf Coast hurricane. I'd like to stay now, but I don't know how. Hold me, baby, till I'm gone again. And when it's time to leave forever, I pray the Lord don't take me slow. I don't know where I'm going. I just want to say goodbye and go. And I'll push through like thunder. I'll push through like rain. Pushed out from under. Goodbye could have been my family name.
Mary Gaucher on WNCW. That was Goodbye from Filth and Fire. And Mary, I'm sorry to bid you goodbye. This has been a nice visit. We appreciate you so much coming by.
Oh, thanks so much for playing my music. Okay. I truly appreciate it.
Our pleasure. And be sure to come back by next time you're around.
Thank you.
All right. Mary Gaucher on WNCW.